This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're talking zombies and gardens. Shannon Kuhn is co-founder of the group Anchorage Food Mosaic, a collection of writers, food enthusiasts, and gardeners. One of the Mosaic's goals is to encourage people to grow their own food, and Kuhn says there are plenty of reasons to try it out.
For some, it's a form of therapy and relaxation after a long, stressful day at work. For some, it's a place to take their kids. And for others, it's just a way to build community. So community gardens are a great place to get to meet new people from across town and to share a common value.
Kuhn says gardening doesn't just make you happier and healthier. It's a crucial task to keeping Alaskans prepared for natural disasters.
Here in Anchorage, we actually only have about a 5-day supply of food, 7 at best, on our grocery store shelves. So if a natural disaster hit and the port and other infrastructure was damaged, we would really need to be self-reliant. And this is hugely important.
Hugely important to everyone. But Kuhn says one segment of the population hasn't gotten the memo yet.
The average age of a farmer is about 65. So young people really need to learn how to grow food. And we really need more young people to become farmers.
And Kuhn thinks she may have discovered a way to get more young people thinking about farming.
Gardening is a mandatory skill for the zombie apocalypse.
Yes, that's right. Bloodthirsty, brain-eating zombies. America, and specifically its youth, love their zombies. And Kuhn thinks the fictional genre can get more people thinking about being self-sufficient.
Even though it's kind of a joke, I think it's making people seriously consider how they're going to be prepared if some major disaster strikes.
And if that major disaster does happen to be zombies, you'd be glad you had a garden.
I know that zombies definitely wouldn't eat your vegetables, so you wouldn't have to worry about that.
But who's actually going to go out and pick carrots when there's a swarm of undead lurking about? Kuhn has an answer for that, too.
Another cool thing that has been popping up is this concept of living walls. So you can actually garden inside your own house. So once you've zombie-proofed your house, you can create these living walls where you actually have vegetables and herbs that are growing up through a hydroponic system.
Of course, many Alaskans would have a hard time embracing a purely vegetarian diet, but that would only likely increase your chances of surviving a zombie encounter.
You'd think that they wouldn't want a vegetarian, right?
No.
The meatier the better.
No,
they want meat in the meat.
Yeah, definitely. They want those quarter pounder humans.
Kuhn says it doesn't matter if the threat of disaster is fictional or probable. People will find plenty of reward tending to their gardens, zombies or not. Still, she says she'll continue practicing her machete skills just in case. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.